Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and head coach of Macaulay football, Coach Joel Bradford. Coach, you just won back-to-back state championships and your first as head coach. What does this mean to you?
I mean, it's pretty special. You know, I couldn't really put into words how I felt right after the game, but I mean, just looking back and reminiscing the whole season, it's going to be unforgettable. My first year as a head coach, how the kids just overcame so much adversity and with it being stacked against them and just kind of throughout the whole season. And yeah, I mean, just the journey itself, I've learned a lot as a coach. I've learned a lot as a husband, as a person, and as a leader. So couldn't be happier.
Right after the win too, when you were getting that trophy for being the head coach on the field and everything, you could kind of tell that there was that somber excitement, like it hadn't set in yet. How long did it take to finally set in, and what did the other coaches have to say to you? I know you had a nice exchange with Coach Potter.
It took a while. I guess right after the game, you know, it was one of those things where it hit in a different way. It was kind of like we were so focused on playing the game, to be honest. We all knew it was a championship game, but it's like we just gotta play one play at a time and just execute and focus on our job. And so when it ended, I remember thinking we just won that game, and then I was like, that was for the state championship, you know. And that's when it kind of hit in terms of the magnitude of it. And then for later on that night, of Coach Potter and all that, that's when we got in the bus. You know, I thanked him just for, you know, it's kind of a swap of roles. We flipped roles. And so one of his comments he's mentioned in the past or in the last year is like, I'm going to be on staff and I want to help win a state championship for you. And so when that moment happened, it was even more special. And so, you know, I thanked him in the bus, and then we just kind of laughed and just smiled because it was like, wow, that really did just happen this year.
What was your message at halftime? What was that flip like for you?
Well, in the second quarter, we actually, the final two drives of the second quarter were actually successful. We had a 12-play drive, and we got down there. And then on first, I believe it was first down, I called a pass play, and we threw an interception. And so that was not a well-executed play. But the positive that came out of that, yeah, we were down 21-0. The positive was that we started getting a rhythm on offense. So then we got the ball back right before half and did the 2-minute drill, kind of went fast and made some plays, and then with call timeout, 1 second left, and we went for it and scored a touchdown right before half. And that, I feel like that was a key for us to kind of gain more belief. So at halftime, I'm just saying, guys, like, it's a football game. The ball can bounce funny ways. Expect something great to happen. And then again, we got to go back to work, like focus on each play. Let's focus on our execution, focus on our job. And you got 2 quarters left to play with one another, so make the most of it. And so they came out, and I don't think we ever looked back, to be honest with you. I think our kids played tremendously well. They executed well. They played with a lot of passion, played for each other, and with a lot of fight. And yeah, I mean, we made some key stops in the second half. Our defense was phenomenal in that second half. And then our offense was just moving, you know, and converting on big downs and making the plays that we needed to make.
They really were. And it was like a night and day difference almost. And the second half was absolutely unbelievable. I had people around me on the sideline that we just had our jaws on the floor. Like, what just happened? They're about to win this game. And then you ultimately did. One of the times that we actually were all surprised, that fourth down from your own 10, what went into the decision of going for it in that moment?
Yeah, honestly, it was the previous fourth down call that when we were down there, we decided to kick a field goal. We kicked the field goal, and I don't regret that decision. I feel like that was the right decision with 3 timeouts left, maybe 6 minutes left, and our defense was playing great. We took the lead, put the pressure on them a little bit, but we missed the field goal. So I remember thinking at that point, man, that was 1 yard. Our offensive line was feeling it. Our running back was feeling it. I'm going to go for it next time we get in that situation. So when we got down to 10, I was like, honestly, everything froze for me personally. People might have been saying stuff on the headset. I was ignoring everybody, to be honest with you. It was one of those kind of like, I don't know what to do, but I do know what I want to do. Like, I knew I wanted to go for it, but that 4th-and-3, And so it was pretty long. So I was just thinking, all right, I'm going to act like that's fourth and 1.5, honestly. And that's what I did. I played games with my head in the span of 5 seconds. Looks up at the play clock. The kids were like waiting on, because we had a freeze call, and kids were kind of looking at me, and I looked at the play clock, it said 15 seconds left. It had 7 seconds left. I probably would have called timeout, but it had 15 seconds left. And so I'm like, all right, we called inside zone play, and Keelan bounced it to the side that he should have. So everything worked out for the best. And yeah, so thankful for that moment that it actually was executed and it worked out for us. Definitely didn't want to give the ball back to them on short field and risk anything. So, I just can't believe the last 5 minutes the ball was in our hands until 15 seconds left. So that's just a tribute to the guys and just how much they wanted it at the end, especially our offensive line. Our receivers are making big catches, our quarterback making some big plays, making good decisions. Pretty surreal those last 5.5 minutes for the offense, at least.
Oh, for sure. And you mentioned Keelan. He put the team really on his back in the whole second half. Tell me about his dynamic play and how he was so determined to, you know, get y'all this win and the impact that he had on the game.
Yeah, I'll say this. Keelan, I mean, he was the heart and soul of our team, and it was he's the perfect guy to put the running back position and carry the load. But he trusted his offensive line. Our offensive line was amazing all year long. They've worked so hard as a unit. They're just awesome people. Like, they don't care about getting the credit. And to me, that resembles a great team, is when your offensive line can work so hard every day and not worry about who gets the credit. And that can kind of manifest throughout the whole team. And I feel like that did. And the whole team is, the guys really don't care about who gets the credit. They just want to get the job done. And so when it comes to Keelan, he led us all year long. Every day in practice, you could hear his voice. He was passionate, plays with such passion. And the crazy thing about it, I'll say this about just the college recruiting process, is like, you know, people want the measurements. They want the long guys, the guys who can run 4.4 40s. They want the, you know, all the measurements, the tangibles that people can measure. But one thing about Keelan is that kid is a pure football player, has one of the biggest hearts and plays with so much passion and care for his teammates, and he just wants to win so bad. And so when you have a kid like that lead your team, you know, special things can happen, and it did this season.
I would say so, and he definitely deserved MVP of that game, which he did end up winning. So, you know, congratulations to him and also to you. And obviously that was back to back. So what's next now that you've won and it's kind of sank in?
Oh man, honestly, it's funny. Last year when we won, you know, it was an epic game. First time Macaulay Baylor in the state championship. It was Coach Potter's last game. All that pressure it was more like a relief. Like, oh my goodness, we actually won again in that fashion with Potter's last game. And then the next week he announced me as the head coach. So it was just kind of like hectic. So this time on Friday, kid you not, I'm like, I'm going to go into the office, and we didn't do anything like any presentations. We just met as a team after school. And I'm like, I'm just going to go in there and just relax. I'm just going to sit in the office and just reminisce what just happened. And I had a few meetings, but that's what I'm going to do. Honestly, I'm just going to soak it in, kind of relax a little bit and enjoy the players, enjoy the atmosphere in the school, the energy, and enjoy my family, and just really sit on it for a little bit.
I don't think anybody blames you for that decision. Just sit there, relax in it, enjoy it. There's no need to be hectic right now, because, you know, there's no changes happening or anything like that. Just enjoy it, live in it, move forward from there. But Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations again on back-to-back. Hopefully a three-peat next year. Don't want to look too far ahead just yet, because obviously the season just ended this past weekend, but it's obviously in everyone's mind, could that happen? But congratulations in everything on the future as well.
No, yeah, thank you. Yeah, the kids will be getting back to work this week, actually in strength conditioning and their winter sport. So it's amazing. I just get back after it 4 days after the state championship. So proud of how the kids are working and looking forward to next year for sure.
Definitely, so am I.